The federal government is encouraging states to take a fresh look at an old radiation controversy. There is a pill called potassium iodide that can reduce the risk of thyroid cancer among people who've been exposed to one form of radiation. Most state emergency planners have dismissed this as a potentially dangerous distraction from more useful measures. But now, some are having second thoughts, as NPR's Richard Harris reports.
There's no question that potassium iodide is effective at protecting the thyroid from one product of a nuclear accident, radioactive iodine. There's also no question that it's a relatively safe drug. It's even available over the counter. Even so, most public health officials ranked its potential benefits in a real nuclear accident so low, it wasn't worth stockpiling. Vermont Health Commissioner Jan Carney used to agree with that assessment.
Everything's changed since September 11th, and so we want to revisit this.
Dr. Carney says as the state reviewed its emergency planning, it decided to stockpile potassium iodide after all. Carney says it's clearly not a substitute for the essential steps of evacuation and sheltering, but it's conceivably useful as an additional step.
We would have a supply of that here in Vermont and make that available with proper public education through people's homes and as well as at what we call a reception center, which is part of our emergency response plan.
But what sounds like a simple matter of prudence sparks strong dissent.
In my opinion, and strictly my opinion, it's kind of a cruel hoax.
Mike Sinclair is an official at the Illinois Division of Nuclear Safety. He says potassium iodide, known as KI, simply has too many limitations. It only protects against radioactive iodine, which is just one of dozens of radioactive chemicals that would be released in a reactor accident. It only protects one organ in the body, the thyroid gland. It's much less useful in adults, and Sinclair says KI needs to be taken within a few hours of exposure, preferably before exposure.
One congressman has been quoted as saying that KI is to radiation what Cipro is to anthrax, and that's a grossly misleading and irresponsible statement. It will not protect you from radiological exposure.
Emergency planners have focused their energies on evacuation and sheltering plans, figuring if there's enough radioactive iodine in the air to worry about, there's sure to be plenty of other radioactive material as well. Jim Hardiman, who manages Georgia's radiation emergency plan, says that's certainly the case for nuclear reactor accidents.
Recently, the push has been more towards terrorist activities, and I think that using potassium iodide for a terrorist scenario is probably even less likely to be effective than it would have been for what I would refer to as the traditional reactor accident scenario.
Among the most worrisome potential acts of terror are attacks on spent nuclear fuel, or so-called dirty bombs, which spread radioactive material. But those probably wouldn't contain significant radioactive iodine in the mix. Proponents of potassium iodide note that the Chernobyl accident caused many cases of potentially preventable thyroid cancer among local children. But Hardiman says that's because they drank milk and ate vegetables from farms contaminated with radioactive iodine.
We would simply interdict the milk supply or the food supply and not allow that exposure pathway. So we've automatically cut off what we think is the major exposure pathway that occurred after Chernobyl.
Public health officials don't dispute these basic facts, but they do come to different conclusions. Aubrey Godwin, who heads Arizona's Radiation Regulatory Agency, says he keeps a stash of potassium iodide on hand in case there's an accident at the nuclear plant in that state. But he thinks distributing it to households, as Vermont is planning to do, creates a dangerous distraction.
It's true, and it's a valid concern that people should be more interested in evacuating the area than trying to take the pill. Going back to get something out of the medicine cabinet is absolutely the wrong thing to do.
Vermont Health Commissioner Jan Carney doesn't want to create that false sense of security, but she also wants to feel she's taken every possible step to protect her state, and that includes distributing potassium iodide. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.